First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heise Advisory Group, Ken Heise, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heise Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
And welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heise, and with me is Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group here in St. Louis, and we're here each and every week to help give you more confidence in your retirement plan. Today, we're going to spend some time. I want to talk more, maybe in some generalities, but more about a comprehensive retirement planning process. And if you have any questions about any of today's content or any other questions about your retirement, reach out and give us a call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Well, how are you doing with daylight savings
not
time?
Not good.
You adjusted?
Not really. I hate it. I'll be very honest.
Leaving work in the dark is awful.
It, you know, and then as we get a little later on into the winter, it's going to be dark in the morning, dark when you get home, and it's just,
and,
I don't know, it's depressing for me.
Cold and maybe a little snow, although we haven't had snow for a while around here.
But so. I'm somebody that doesn't like wintertime, and so the cold, I don't care if it's light or dark out, I don't like it in either case.
Except you like the studio at about 60 degrees.
It does feel very good in here. I always like that, yes.
So here's a quick question. Do y'all remember the Titanic?
Well, who wouldn't remember the Titanic?
The Titanic, it was the unsinkable ship, right? It sailed to New York City. Well, it was attempting to get to New York City, I should say, back in April of 2012 and was thought to be
1912.
Oh, yeah. I said 2012.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you know, 100 years plus or minus.
It's within the margin of error, right?
Well, generally speaking. But it was considered that marvel of modern construction of the time. And you all know the story. The Titanic set sail, and within what I believe it was about 4 days, it hits the iceberg, and within hours, it sinks. And I always love to ask the question, whose fault was it that the Titanic sunk? Maybe it was the engineers. Maybe the engineers had some design flaws. Maybe it wasn't. And again, I'm a recovering engineer, so I don't like to blame the engineers. But you know, that's a possibility.
Sometimes they mess up.
Was it the builders? Did the builders take some shortcuts? Was it the steel? Maybe it wasn't the right steel that was used.
The marketing people promoted it as the unsinkable ship.
And it's hard to maybe blame the marketing people, but maybe they oversold the concept of its unsinkability. But in the end, I look at it and I go, there's one person. When you get on a ship, one person's in control, and that person is the captain. And regardless of what happens or who did what when, the captain is the one in control of that ship, taking it in the direction that they want it to go. And I talk about that story because when it comes to your financial future and your retirement, you are the captain of your ship. And making sure that you have a team working with you to help make sure that you can guide your retirement ship through the channels and avoid the icebergs, or if it's a car that you're going down your retirement highway, right? But putting a team together that's going to work with you and for you, and that's where you start looking at, where do you get most of your investment advice?
And we ask people that from time to time. And, you know, the things that you hear, oh, you know, my work colleague that sits on the other side of the cubicle from me, my next door neighbor, my brother-in-law, my, you know, whoever, the talking heads on television.
Or it could be your broker, could be your insurance agent, some friends, relatives. You've got internet, you've got magazines, you've got all sorts of sources of information. But typically what you're finding on most of that advice is it's only covering one area of your retirement plan. And we believe there should be five parts to that retirement wheel: an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and an estate plan. And putting that together holistically in order to have a comprehensive retirement plan, because one without the other leaves too many potential icebergs laying out there, right? If all you have is a broker or somebody that's handling your investments, who's creating the income plan, doing the tax planning, healthcare planning, and estate planning, right?
And frankly, in our industry, the industry has a tendency to really want to focus first and foremost on what do you have? You know, what are your investments? Let's see what you have, and let's see if we've got something that would be better than what you have. And the reality is that as you move into retirement, if you don't have the income planning done first, as we've talked about on a number of other shows, what do you want to do in retirement? What's it going to cost, and how are you going to pay for that? If you don't get that part right, the rest of it's all going to be wrong. So you got to make sure your investment plan can support that income plan. So that's really where you need to start.
I just heard an amazing quote this morning. Hope is not a strategy. Hope is not a strategy, right? And how many of you are hoping you're going to be okay? Hoping that when the market goes down that you're not going to lose too much, right? Hoping that you've covered all these things, but not knowing for sure.
And we've had people tell us that they hope they're doing the right thing. They hope that the plan that they've put in place, if they even have one.
So again, this is Ken and Steve from Heisey Advisory Group. You can reach us with your questions at 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400, or feel free to go to yourretirementhighway.com, where you can download our Roadmap to Retirement Income report at no cost. Yeah, so that hope is not a strategy, and yet day in and day out, we tend to see people trying to use that as their strategy, where they don't have a written, documented income plan of how they're going to take their cash flows once they get to retirement. That's a really big deal. Are you going to use a systematic withdrawal strategy? Are you going to use a flooring strategy for income with predictable income? Are you going to try and use the bucketing strategy? Or do you not have a strategy at all and you're just basing it on I hope it works and I hope that my investment advisor can make it work?
And we certainly have seen evidence of that with people that we have met. But even before you try to determine what strategy you're going to use for income, is you've got to take one step before that and figure out, what do you need for income? What is that? What's the price tag on retirement? Then once you know that, so how many people do we meet with that have never actually sat down and put together a retirement budget? And you say this so well.
Absolutely.
It's not intended to restrict their spending. You know, we think of typically the budgeting that we've done as we're, you know, when we're younger and we've got families and whatnot.
And we all have learned to hate budgets because they limit us.
And we call it the B word, and people do hate it. But the budgeting I'm talking about is to understand what is that spend going to look like in retirement. Now you can put together that plan of how am I going to take the income? What are the strategies that I'm going to put in
place? So we always talk about that dream. What is your retirement dream? What do you want this thing to look like? And we just need to put a price tag on it. Much the same as if you were building a house, right?
Sure.
You want to have a feel for how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, how many square feet. The size of the garage, the size of the yard, and you need to look at all that, and then you need to put a price tag on it, because if you don't, you may find yourself dreaming of a $2 million home and you can only afford a $500,000 home.
Right.
Do you want to find out halfway through the build or do you want to find out before you break ground?
And that translates into an unsuccessful retirement if you do that in your retirement planning process.
So starting out with that income plan and then moving to the investment plan, because the purpose of your investments is to support your income plan. And so many folks have gotten to this point of retirement where they're still thinking their investment plan is just growth at all costs, which is kind of what it was for 30 or 40 years. But now you have to kind of repurpose and rethink your investment strategies because their job now is to support that income plan.
Yeah.
And are you wondering, are you spending time thinking about your financial future? Wondering if you might run out of income in your retirement? Well, here at Heise Advisory Group, we have a unique process, and we walk our families and clients through it. We call it the Retirement Roadmap Review. It's a plan that my team and I put together from scratch, and we build it for each and every family that we meet based on their own unique needs and goals for retirement. And again, we believe there are five really important key areas, and we're talking about those today, that need to be addressed when planning for retirement, starting with having that income plan. So if you ask yourself, how can I retire and live comfortably but without overspending so that I never run out of money? It is tough, and that's where we start. It's from that point we branch out into the other areas that we're talking about today, investment planning, tax planning, making sure you're taking your incomes in a tax-efficient manner, making sure we plan for healthcare. Healthcare expenses are huge these days. And then legacy and estate planning. We cover all five areas here at Heise Advisory Group with our Retirement Roadmap Review. It's helped a lot of families over the years get into retirement, but more importantly, how to succeed through retirement. So if you've saved $250,000 and you're ready to get serious about retirement planning, whether you've already started working with a financial professional or maybe you just want a second opinion or maybe you even haven't started yet, we're here to help. I can't call you, so you need to call us. And for the first 10 callers today at 314-328-4400, we will take you through this retirement roadmap review. That's 314-328-4400. Just be one of the first 10 callers right now to get your personalized, complimentary retirement roadmap review started.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, I'm Ken Heise, and with me is Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors here in St. Louis at Heise Advisory Group, and we're here each and every week to help give you more confidence in your retirement planning process. Today, we're talking about the process as a whole, the five cogs to that wheel. And if you have any questions about today's information or any other questions about your retirement, please feel free. Reach out and give us a call at 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400, or visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Just wanted to point out that we are doing our live classes. So we're taking the show to the classroom. We have classes Tuesday, November 13th. They go from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and Thursday, November 15th, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So Tuesday the 13th, Thursday the 15th of November, they're at the Umzel Computer Center. That's basically off of 270 in Manchester, to give you a location on that. Just reach out, call the office directly for those reservations for the class, and that number is 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116 to register for our upcoming live classes in the classroom. So again, we talked in the first segment about setting up the income planning and the investment planning. But if we stop there, do we have a full comprehensive retirement plan?
No, I don't think that we do. And
we need to keep moving forward.
We need to keep moving forward. And something I was thinking about, just to digress a little bit, in the Titanic story that you told, a piece of information from that story that I thought was somewhat fascinating and really relates to what we do is the captain wasn't even on the bridge when the ship hit the iceberg. And thinking of the captain as the person that you align yourself with as your financial advisor to get you through retirement, you want to make sure that person's on the bridge with you at all times.
Very good point. Not sleeping on the job, as they say, right? Yeah. So we've got an income plan set up. We've got our investments all set up. Why is tax planning so important?
Well, it's important because you've got these various buckets that you can take money from. And in this day and age, we're finding that most people have saved most of their retirement wealth, most of their net worth, in fact, in these tax-deferred buckets, things like 401ks, 403bs, their IRAs.
In some cases, exclusively
in those buckets.
Which is a tax nightmare when you get to retirement.
It is, because what happens at 70 and a half, Uncle Sam says it's time to start taking distributions from those accounts and paying tax on money that you may not in fact need. And we're finding oftentimes at least not 100% of the income that is required from the required minimum distribution isn't needed. And so there's additional income and additional taxation that maybe could be mitigated if you start doing some tax planning today. So that's why it's important.
Or if you have money in the what we call taxed as you go bucket, right, where you're getting a 1099 statement every single year and you're paying the tax as you go. A lot of people like to have money in that bucket because they can get at it with a lighter tax consequence. The tax deferred bucket, those are your 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, if you have a 457 deferred comp program. But what we find missing the most is money in the tax-free bucket. Some of you have done some good job with the Roth IRAs or using life insurance as a tax-free income strategy. But most of the time, we're finding that's a bucket that's not getting addressed. And even if you have money in all three of those buckets, knowing how to withdraw from each one of those buckets, when, how much, and in what order or what sequence is really a bit of a strategy. And going back to that quote again, hope is not a strategy. I hope I'm taking money from the right places. You need to build a strategy.
It's definitely important to have that strategy because we've done the analysis in looking at taking money from various buckets in different orders. And if you get the order incorrect, it significantly impacts how long your money will last. So understanding the withdrawal order from what buckets when you need income in retirement is critical.
And then there's the health care plan.
Mm.
That's one of the biggest fears of retired people is health care, where those costs are going.
Probably behind running out of money. It's probably become the number two fear, I would say.
Definitely. And you know, the first expense is you're going to have to pay for Medicare, right? You've got a Medicare premium. Generally, that comes out of your Social Security check. Beyond that, you'll want to have a Medicare supplement policy. We usually are looking at probably $350 a month per person to cover both of those fairly decently. And that's just basic health care. Then you start to look at prescription drugs and how that's going to evolve for you over the rest of your life. Generally speaking, you don't take less prescription drugs as you get older. You take more. And then the other part of health care is long-term care and making sure that you address that and address that early on in your planning process so that you can make an educated decision on that. Again, I'm Ken, and Steve's with me. We're from Heisey Advisory Group. You can reach us with your questions at 314-328-4400, or feel free to go to yourretirementhighway.com. The healthcare is, again, another big issue. But if we just stopped at the income, the investment, the tax plan, and the healthcare plan, we'd be missing the estate planning.
Yep, we would. And I just want to make one other point as it relates to healthcare, and we had just talked about tax planning, that if you end up not doing the proper tax planning and end up having to have all this additional income that could potentially throw you into a higher bracket, that also could potentially impact what you're paying for Medicare and some of those premiums, because it's
because your Medicare premium is based on your taxable income.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the higher your income levels are, the more your premium's going to
be. And that's a point I think that most people miss when they get to this point in the planning process.
Well, they find out generally when they get to 70 and a half and they're forced to take more money, right?
Yeah.
So that last part, estate planning, estate and legacy. So many of you think that that has everything to do with death. And true estate planning, I think, is as much for while you're living as it is for after death. But making sure you've got all your legal documents. Do you have even a basic will? 70% of Americans don't even have a will, which is shocking.
It is shocking.
Now, if you don't have a will, the state has a will. It's called dying intestate, and the state has rules and regulations on how your estate will be distributed. But you might want to look at, do you have a will or do you have a revocable living trust to manage your assets? You should have a document called a living will. That is your end-of-life wishes. Do you want respirators, feeding tubes, things of heroic type of natures? But the most important one is the one that's shocking to most families that are coming in, and we talk about this every single first appointment, is the durable power of attorney document and what that means to spouses.
And it's particularly important because of what we talked about earlier, the fact that people are accumulating most, if not all, of their net worth in these individually titled buckets, 401ks, 403bs, IRAs. And when we bring this subject up, a common response that we get is, well, you know, I've named, you know, my wife or my husband has been named beneficiary, which covers you if you die. Our concern is, what if you don't die? What if you have a stroke?
Almost die,
like you say. Yeah. You know, you have a stroke, God forbid, in a car accident. How does your spouse access those funds to care for you?
So can you imagine if you're the main breadwinner, and let's just say you've got $1 million 401k or IRA, and you become incapacitated, your spouse has no direct access to that account without going to the probate court, getting appointed as legal guardian, and then reporting back to the court every year. Whereas a simple durable power of attorney that just says, hey, if I'm incapacitated, my wife has access to this account. Are you spending time thinking about your financial future? Are you wondering if you might run out of income in your retirement? Steve and I, we've seen a lot of situations, but we obviously haven't seen yours. We can help you, and we do this every day. We'd love to help you get your retirement goals in order. We invite you to get started in three easy steps. The first is what we call a discover, kind of a vision meeting where you schedule a visit with us to sit down and really determine your retirement goals and dreams. That vision meeting is to help you discover what your ideal retirement would look like, a time to understand your personal concerns and fears. The second step is to evaluate. Using our retirement roadmap review, we'll examine your current financial situation, give you a complete assessment of where you are, kind of that red dot on the map, if you will. Do you have enough? Are your fees too high? Are you taking too much risk? Are you being tax efficient? So we'll give you a summary of your income, investment, tax, healthcare, and estate planning on where you are. Step three is a plan. Get a custom strategy to help you reach your own unique retirement goals, a plan to give you the confidence that you need to enjoy your retirement. So if you've saved $250,000, if you're ready to get serious about retirement planning, again, whether you're working with someone or you're looking for a second opinion or you haven't even started, we're here to help. We can't call you. We need you to call us. And for those first 10 callers today at 314-328-4400, we'll take you through this retirement roadmap review. That's 314-328-4400. Just be one of the first 10 callers right now and get your personalized complimentary retirement roadmap review started.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Today's topic, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, estate planning. Really, it's what's it about? It's about you being the captain. We talked about the Titanic, and I tend to say that the Titanic sunk because of the lack of direction that the captain was giving. And, you know, you're the captain of your retirement ship, and the last thing you want to do is use hope as a strategy. You want to have a plan. You want to have a plan to cover all five of these, not just one. We see so many of you that, you know, have an investment advisor and you have what I would call a one-dimensional plan. It's just an investment plan. But there's so much more to this to make sure that your retirement is successful, not only so that you can retire, but that you can stay retired and do all the things you want to do in those what we call golden retirement years.
And so I think one way that you can learn more about these five cogs of the wheel and how they all fit together, if you want to come in and visit us in the office, that would be outstanding. But we also have some classes. We sort of take the show on the road, if you will, and we've got some classes coming up. And if you have a pen and paper handy, you ought to write these dates and times down. First class is Tuesday, November 13th from 6 to 8:30. And the second class the same week on Thursday, November 15th, also from 6 to 8:30.
And if you're driving, don't grab a pen and paper to write this down. Just give us a call and we can give you the dates again.
Yes, or pull off the road and write this information down. And these classes are held at the UMSL Computer Center, which is located approximately at the corner of 270 and Manchester Road. And if you're interested in signing up for one of these classes, we would love to have you attend. Call the office directly, and that number is 314-909-1116. Again, 314-909-1116.
And if you can make the class, we'll look forward to seeing you there. Make sure you register. Otherwise, we'll be back here next weekend right here on Your Retirement Highway.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.